Hey, how's it going out there? Welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving time,
this
Carolyn.
This is the week of Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
It is the week of the turkey. And it is...
And of the pilgrims.
It's
and
the week of the Indians.
Of the Native Americans. And the
naive Americans.
And the, is it really these days? I don't know. I don't know what they're teaching in schools anymore, if they're really teaching that, because they've taken away, like, writing in cursive. They've taken away all the stuff that we've learned about now. Now you don't have to do any of that. Are they teaching Thanksgiving like how it was?
I would like to think that they do, because I specifically remember dressing up like a turkey.
Were you a turkey or a pilgrim?
I was a turkey in the play, and I was wearing a paper grocery bag, and I glued some multicolored feathers to it. And I was a turkey.
That's exactly like the skills that they were teaching back in the day.
Was
it a paper bag? Because I remember when I did it, it was a a pillowcase. You dressed up with the pillowcase. I guess you're a Native American. I forget what it was.
I was wearing a brown, basically like a craft bag.
A craft bag?
Yeah, but you get it at the grocery store. You know how they say paper or plastic?
Yeah.
Well, one of those brown paper grocery store bags. That's what they teach the young kids. They demean them into wearing a brown bag with feathers glued on it. But yes, I chose to be a turkey. I remember we got to pick.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be a pilgrim, a turkey. I think one person got to be Plymouth Rock, and they just like sat there like a rock.
Only one person gets to be Plymouth Rock?
Yeah. So there's like the pilgrims, and then
that's
the turkeys.
That's like the punishment.
And then
that's the punishment role.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. I don't know if I was a turkey. I was an Indian.
There can only be one turkey, really.
Yeah, that's why I'm like thinking about it, and I'm like, I guess the feathers kind of messed up my brain. But yeah, I was an Indian. I was wearing a...
Did you say the feathers messed up your brain?
Yeah, like I was wearing like a brown paper bag with feathers on it, and apparently that's the Indian outfit. And I must have had like some headband around my head with the feathers in it. But I chose to be an Indian back in the day. I remember we got to pick.
Pick between the people that are going to conquer the land.
The pilgrim or the Indian. And I felt Indians were like a lot cooler than pilgrims.
Now let's break down some history here about Thanksgiving. The truth about Thanksgiving. What exactly is the truth about Thanksgiving,
Carolyn?
And your perspective. So two tribes basically met, right? The white tribe.
The best way to describe it is a quote from Jon Stewart. I remember this joke from Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
He says, this year I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving the old-fashioned way. I'm going to kill all my neighbors and take their land.
So that's the truth. That's what happened.
Yeah,
then.
That's pretty much like, if you want to celebrate Thanksgiving, you literally should just kill your neighbors and take their land. Because that's pretty much what happened, right?
That's the American way, isn't it?
Or like, I think his full quote was like, this year I'm celebrating Thanksgiving the old-fashioned way. I'm going to invite all my neighbors over for dinner, then kill them all, then take their land. I think that's the exact quote.
It seems to be the best plan of action.
So basically just invite everybody over for dinner, kill them, take their land. That's, you know, you got to learn history.
And that always brings me back to like a memory I have specifically of Thanksgiving. I'm trying to think of all if I have a favorite moment of Thanksgiving. And let's see. So you have the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving stuff. You got the food. Oh, another great idea of Thanksgiving, or a memory I have of Thanksgiving, is the movie Addams Family Values. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
That's actually, I don't know if anyone out there, I'm a big Barry Sonnenfeld fan. I wouldn't say like I'm a fan of his work. I don't want to measure how big or what
like,
or big
how do
or small.
You measure? Do you like stand outside his house?
It's like that's how big, you're not big a fan enough. Don't talk about him. No, I mean like Barry Sonnenfeld, who did like The Addams Family and all the Men in Blacks, all movies that I'm fans of. RV, I'm not so sure. He was also the director of photography for for the Coen brothers for the first three films. Beyond that, Addams Family Values. I'm a massive fan of the Addams Family series or show or movies in general, but this one in particular, because of they sent Wednesday and what's his name, Pigsley. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like
no.
the son?
Is that his name, Pigsley?
I think so. Or Peasley, Pigsley, something like that. I always forget. I always remember Wednesday. But Basically, they sent them to camp, and this was like Happy Camp or something like that, where they transform like unhappy kids. They, you know, you're supposed to be like super singing in a campfire. You know what I mean? It's like
that, all the pilgrim kids.
Yeah, like that, I don't know if all the pilgrim.
I don't know about you, but like when we chose our places, like at the play, I felt like all the like preppy kids that were like, "I'm perfect, I'm great." They were all like the people that were chose to be pilgrims.
Yeah, and
I don't know about you, but did you have the same experience?
Well, see, that's the one thing that was great about this movie, and the representation of that is like all the outsider kids, because basically what they tried to morph Wednesday, because she, you know, she's a troublemaker, or I don't know, troublemaker, but she's a hardcore outcast, and they really tried real hard to make Wednesday into like happy go lucky, hey, I'm smiles and all stuff like that, like what camping is all about, like those really super happy people.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, like they tried to make her like that, and this probably like really influenced the way I thought in my whole entire life, because I took that side, I took their side, and I took the side of Wednesday, and they like really tried to, you know, make her into
the side of the Indian.
Yeah, and basically the way that they morphed her was, or the way that they broke her, very much in the vein of Clockwork Orange, where the main character would watch. They made him watch without his eyes being, with his eyes being pried open. They made him watch like all this like visual like stimuli to break his homicidal tendencies. But they did that with Wednesday Addams. But instead of watching like crazy things, they had her watch all these Disney movies, like every Disney movie, to break her, like, you know, break her darkness. And when she finally walked out of the camp, or what's it called, like the
camp
bunk,
Hope.
The bunk, like they're all like, "Oh, so how do you feel, Wednesday?" And then like slowly, like she had, slowly she like creeped in like a smile, and everyone gasped. They're all like, "Oh, a smile," you know, like that was so crazy. And then they said that she's gonna be take part in the Thanksgiving play that they have at the camp, and Wednesday is gonna be the leader of the Native Americans, and Mercedes McNabb's character is gonna play like the queen of the what's it called, the Puritans, or not the Puritans, the
pilgrims.
The pilgrims, yeah. And one of my favorite moments of that movie is, or of any scene of all time, is, you know, so they're supposed to meet, and Pigsley is the turkey dressed up as a turkey. But Wednesday like gives them like the turkey as a gift and says like a speech, basically saying like, "How, white man, we give you this turkey as a gift, blah 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 blah, and we would love you to share break bread with us." And then what happens after that? Mercedes' character goes like, "Oh, okay." And then, but then Wednesday cuts her off and says like, "No, we can't." And then she lists off like, "In 10,000 years, you will steal all of our land, you will burn up all of our and pillage and plunder, and we will have nothing left. And that is why, right now, we must scalp you." And then, like, at that moment, like, all the Native Americans, like, kids, like, all the Native Americans were all the outcast kids. Like, all, like, the handicapped kids or the nerd kids and stuff like that. And at that very moment, they all, like, went into, like, rampage and started pillaging and plundering, like, everything in that whole entire, the play. Like, the play, and even, like, even with the parents. And all the parents are, like, running around, like, "Oh, is this part of the play? This is crazy. No, you can't touch my daughter like that," you know? And it was just like total chaos, and it was like this perfect revenge for like the outcasts fighting back, and that's how I looked at it. You know, I was like, so the Native Americans are outcasts, you know, and they're fighting, you know, they're taking, getting their land taken away, and this is what happens. Great scene, great Thanksgiving, great Thanksgiving moment, great movie. I highly recommend that.
I can't remember if I was a pilgrim or a turkey. Maybe I could have been a turkey or a pilgrim. I just know I wasn't a.
I was probably an Indian.
I'm trying to remember what I was. It was either a turkey or an Indian.
Well, who wants to be a pilgrim anyway? Look, their outfits suck compared to Native Americans.
I was never a fan of like the pilgrims, really. I mean, I guess it's cool, like Nanina the Pinta.
I guess Americans are the pilgrims,
Maria.
Though. Yeah.
Like I think it's cool that they had the boats and like they have like that Plymouth Rock landmark. Like there is some elements to it, but then when you think about it, like Indians are so much cooler.
The Indians are pretty cunning too, aren't they?
But also,
they?
Like turkey is kind of like the mid level. If you didn't really want to pick sides,
but
you could
only
be
one turkey. There can only be one.
No,
turkey.
No, I think they might have had more. I'm trying to, because I honestly can't remember if I was an Indian or a turkey. It was one of the two. Because the feathers are messing me up in the brain.
What do you mean the feathers are messing
up in the
brain? Because
they both had feathers. All I remember is that I was wearing a bag with feathers on it. And then I remember, like, the glue, you know, like, the colored feathers. It's all multicolored.
You're like, well, a turkey, like, has feathers, but also the Native Americans have feathers as well.
Yeah, I couldn't remember which one it is. But, like, you know how when you put, like, a crayon inside glue for a long time, the color starts to get into the glue?
Yeah.
Well, like, I remember my glue would be, like, melting, and then the colored from the feather would just, like, melt in it. So that I'd have, like, colored glue. But yeah,
Elmer's glue, was it?
Elmer's glue.
Elmer's glue, which just felt like possibly the worst glue that was out there.
Well, I don't think we knew any better, because we're like, oh, that's the glue.
I remember back then they had, like, a list, like, before elementary school and all that stuff, they had a list of all the things that you need for the year, and then you're supposed to go out and buy crayons and buy glue and buy that and buy rulers.
That little box that you put it all in.
Yeah, like stuff like that. I wonder if they still do that, or you just buy an iPad.
Who knows?
iPad mini.
You know, like when I was doing the camp counselor stint, I'm like actually thinking about kids and crafts. Cause yeah. I did a lot of their crafts, and they are pretty messy. Like they just like just kids like going crazy with the glue. Like they don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
They'll just put like half of the glue container like just to glue a leaf. And I'm like, what? Like, if you have to,
because
like,
it's not instant. That's it, the glue is not like, instant. That's why.
But you have to like look at their every movement. Because if you like turn your head, if you have like a group of like, I think we had like 30 kids, 25 or 30 kids or something like that. I can't even remember. But like, you, let's say you turn your head for a minute, and then like this kid's pouring out the glue bottle. It's like, dude, you don't need that much glue. Like, I don't know, man. Kids are crazy like that. Thanks and they love glitter.
I've started to notice that, like, even today, I was out just buying water. Well, actually, I was supposed to buy chapstick before heading into my shoot today, and I went to Target and they bought. I was like, I need to buy water, and I walked in there and they already have like Black Friday sales. They have the like Beat the Rush sales.
Starting early.
It makes me feel like pretty soon it's like, you know. Pretty soon you're just gonna have everything is just gonna be like you know, it's like beat the rush sale, you know, it's like start getting ready for Black Friday sale and Halloween. Like it's pretty much gonna be exactly like that. I feel like that's the way the consumer world is gonna happen.
So are you gonna go out on Black Friday?
Am I gonna go out on Black Friday? I'm not sure. Because the thing about Black Friday, and you know, I feel like we've all like experienced this before, is that like, what was the key? So when Black Friday first started out, it was like you're gonna go there and you're gonna, you know, go there like what, at midnight or early in the morning to buy like these doorbuster sales, right? And like there was sort of this myth, I feel like that started that with the doorbuster sales that like they're gonna have, you can get a Blu-ray player for like $2 or 2-for-1. You know what I mean? There was that myth that you're going to get impossible deals.
I don't think I ever saw it for $2.
But like, you know, like that but that's the idea.
Let's just say half price.
But you get the idea. But then you go in there and you have like these impossible dreams of what these sales will actually come. And you're falling in line specifically for those reasons. And when it comes down to it, it's like everything's a bust. Maybe it was just for 1 year people did these crazy sales.
I don't know. Because like if you actually read the brochures, it like some of them has an asterisk, and then you read below it, and it's like limit five per store.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, so if you want that Blu-ray player, there's only five per store, and then like the manager probably took one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although like, I do know one person that was fired for doing that.
Really?
But like, yeah.
Why?
I guess he worked at a Target, and he this was like a few years ago. He I guess they had a Black Friday deal on Xbox or something, and he like took one and put it in the back like for him later on, and they found that out, and he actually got fired for that. But
what a horrible thing to get fired for.
I'm sure,
because
like,
you know what, he's still giving money to the company.
Yeah, but it's like dishonest, because
yeah,
it's almost
dishonesty.
Well,
like that's something that doesn't happen.
I mean, but at least
he got
know,
caught. That's what happens.
He
got
basically
caught.
Got caught for it, you know. He basically reserving something that he didn't stand in line for, but he already had access to it just because
yeah.
He worked there. So I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, in the end, he probably was being a little greedy.
So pretty much at this time of your Thanksgiving has more or less really, in my eyes, become one, a time of sales, a time of really just like people getting like store hours are longer, and the busiest time of shopping season has begun. Thanksgiving's lost, man. it's not totally lost, but I feel like it, at this point on, it's going to keep on getting dwindled down.
I think the only thing that survives is just the turkey.
That's it.
It's not even giving thanks. It's just like straight up the day that you eat turkey.
And did they say like even Thanksgiving probably didn't take place at this time or something like that? Could it take place anytime?
Well, also Jesus wasn't born on December 25th.
Who says Jesus was even born?
Well, no, from what I heard, he was born in the summertime, so
the summer solstice.
It's all like basically every holiday is just revolving around advertising now. Well, that's my industry, so I guess that's good.
Like, you know what I mean? That's like, bad.
I mean, there's a time and a place for advertising, but they have like really taken over the holidays. But you know, it's like one of those things. Like, oh, I don't know. Black Friday can be fun if you make it fun, but people get way grabby. Like, I remember 2 years ago, we drove past, like, Best Buy, and it literally looked like a war zone outside. Like, everyone left their trash, their coffee cups.
It didn't look like a war zone. It looked like trash. It's just people just throw their trash. No one wants to throw their trash. I realize that a lot. People don't want to throw their trash anymore.
That's so lazy. It's like, I don't know. Last year I went out at Black Friday, but it didn't seem as hardcore. I think like the reason why is because last year the stores started bumping up their hours more.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a firm, like, okay, a few years ago, Black Friday used to start at like, let's say 6 a.m.
And then you'd always see like videos on like news of like people lining up, and once they open the doors, people get crushed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's the stuff I want to see, though. If it's going to be like that, people might as well just get crushed.
But the stores like stagger their days now. So now some people do it immediately at midnight.
Yeah.
And some people do it at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., you know, later, a little bit later on. But I think some might even do 4 a.m. or something. But it's like, well, if people are already out there at midnight getting the deals.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, they must be missing, if they're out there in line, they must be missing Thanksgiving. Because some of them were probably in line at like 9 p.m. or something or earlier. So they're missing like their Thanksgiving dinner or evening just to sit in line. I mean, they are. But that was what it was a few years ago. But now since the times are staggered, I don't know. I just didn't see like as big as a craziness as last year. But I want to see what World Market has to offer. Because last year they had for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all weekend, they had a different like Tintin ornament from the movie, so you can collect all three ornaments. In addition to that, they gave out movie ticket each time. So we went back all three days, and basically between the two of us, got 6 movie tickets.
That's right.
For like Hollywood movie money, and we got all the ornaments.
We saw some damn good movies too, man. We saw Tintin, The Artist, and the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, didn't we?
Yeah. So basically, like
that's
to me,
money well spent right there.
That was like worth going out just to go to World Market each time. And it didn't seem like too many people were there. Like, I don't think many people even knew about that promotion.
Yeah.
But that's, like, the type of promotion I'd rather go out for because, like, I did put a restriction on myself for, like, so far I've been good with this. I don't know if I want to call it, like, a New Year's resolution or something like that, but because I've only actually achieved New Year's resolution one time. But, like, I think, like, going cold turkey on this, literally cold turkey, huh? Basically, like, a couple months ago, like, I put a restriction on myself for, like, no clothing, no accessories, no, like, shoes. Basically, no fashion. Like, I'm not going to buy for a full year.
You're going to omit fashion.
I'm omitting all fashion. You don't even understand fashion. I'm omitting it for a full year. So, I didn't really put a date on it, but basically, I guess it was, like, August. So, I guess from now until August of next year, I'm not gonna buy a single fashion thing. Like I told myself,
is that gonna happen?
I told myself,
is that gonna happen?
I told myself it has to be like some, it has to be something like really, really like I need or really, really awesome.
Yeah.
For me to buy it, and so far I haven't found any of that. And also, I've been keeping away from that stuff.
And also, that's the one thing when it comes down to like the doorbusters or anything like the Black Friday. I don't even know why they say black. Why do they call it black?
I don't know. Why don't they call it and Tuesday.
Because it's not Tuesday, that's why. It's not Nigga Tuesday. But that's it's like, what are you gonna buy? Are you gonna buy a Blu-ray player? Are you gonna buy, you know what I mean? Is that usually the stores really, they have up there?
Or like right now, honestly, I'm on like a low budget right now. Like yeah. I don't really need anything. Like, but exactly. They do have some good deals.
The DVDs and the movies are possibilities. Like, I already saw that Target already has like, because I've been looking to get the final season of Chuck. Yeah. You know. And I've been waiting for that price to go down, and I saw that. They have $10 for all the seasons of Chuck.
Right now?
Yeah.
It's already out? Like the pre
Yeah, the one at, Friday the one sale? At Target. It's up until Wednesday. It's the Beat the Rush sale. It's like, I was thinking about actually getting that, but then I got clothes instead. I was like, I sort of need that more than well, Chuck. I was thinking about it. I was like, I might as well get it. And I was like, I'm still debating it.
As far as clothes go, I remember getting some a couple years ago. Like, seriously, I got a pair of jeans for like $10 and like a shirt for, you know, $7 or something. And it's like, really, that's so like affordable, you know, it felt like a good deal. But I don't know. I'm even staying away from that. Like, I'm like, I don't need another shirt. How many shirts can you have? Yeah. I mean, it's not like I don't have anything to wear.
I guess it's tough. I feel like for me at this point, like, because usually people like during Thanksgiving time, they have stuff to look forward to. Like, you can hang out with their family and you can watch a football game, or you play football. It all really involves around like football and stuff like that for like a family outing. But for me, it still comes down to like watching some sort of wrestling, but there's nothing on wrestling on Thursdays anymore, you know, so it's all gone.
I think we need to just put on a movie or something, like a really like Adam's Family or something.
It's tough to not be as into like real sports as much. Fake sports are usually more entertaining than any of those.
Are there any other movies that are good Thanksgiving movies specifically?
I mean, there was that one with Ed O'Neill when he travels with his kid, with his stepson. I forget what that's called, but like they were trying to go to a Thanksgiving dinner at his ex-wife's place, and I thought that was a good one. I think that's what it was. Thanksgiving. It's usually around like you got to make it to dinner, and also like. It's also like I feel like TV, there's a lot of good like Thanksgiving stuff, because I remember watching one of the things that really, you know, like influenced me was like that episode of Felicity where, you know, it's about like kids who are going to NYU and, you know, somehow all of them aren't going to Thanksgiving, or like they, you know, they end up having like a, well, I guess during the course of the dinner or the course of the day, people start to, you know, they ask, so what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You know, they're like, oh, I'm probably going to go out. And then one by one throughout the episode, people's plans start to break down. Like, they're like, crap, you know, like I missed my train. And Felicity's like, well, we're going to have like our own Thanksgiving here. You can join us. And it becomes this cool like hodgepodge of like, you know, it's pretty much the cast. Pretty much the whole cast ends up being like showing up to like this, the sort of friends Thanksgiving that they have. Mm-hmm. That started up as just being like two people just hanging out, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, we're gonna be here, you come out, you know. And I thought that was like a really cool thing, because it was like, that's what, you know, that's a family too. But also I felt like that was a cool, like, I guess, like, you know, there's a good sense of emotion and like, what, you know, yeah, Thanksgiving is giving thanks, but also Thanksgiving is also a time to like, hey, let's break bread type deal, you know, let's let them in. Christmas isn't sort of like that. Christmas is always like the gifts, but Thanksgiving is like, hey, let's share a meal. And I always thought that was really cool, and that's what I got off of that Felicity episode. And, you know, it's Felicity. Who thinks of Felicity right now? But that one stuck in my head. I don't remember if Freaks and Geeks had a Thanksgiving episode. A lot of people usually sort of skip that, don't they?
Yeah, I don't think Thanksgiving is like a prominent holiday when it comes to entertainment.
That's why that Felicity episode was awesome.
But that's why, like, the football rules all, you know? Like, I don't know. I remember many Thanksgivings. I don't even remember, like, what team was playing. And it's just, like, me zoning out in front of the TV, like, just digesting. But also,
I bet the Wonder Years had a Thanksgiving episode. And I bet, what's it called? What is that other show? I bet My So-Called Life had a Thanksgiving episode. I should check on that at the archives. I should go back to the Astray archives and check for the My So-Called Life. Maybe I should just have, what I should do is I should, on Thanksgiving, I should just make like a mixed TV show DVD or VHS or something, whatever, if anyone has VHS, and just like play all the Thanksgiving episodes I have. Because I bet Smallville has one. And I know for a fact that Buffy the Vampire Slayer has one too. That one was a cool one too. I really appreciated that because they included Spike. I think they had that during the fourth season of Buffy. I thought that was really cool. I'm trying to remember what it was, but I'm not quite sure. Oh, I do remember what it was, because Buffy decided to make Thanksgiving because her mom wasn't there, and she's at college, and it was her and her friends, and she was like bumbling it up all over the place, and Spike was there. Good times. That's what I think. Do you have any Thanksgiving episode TV shows or anything that you remember besides Charlie Brown or cartoons, or is it all cartoons?
Well, I actually am a big fan of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
It's funny, I haven't sat down and watched that whole thing in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, like, in all honesty, sometimes it doesn't really change from year to year. But I like to watch it, and I like to see, like, all the cartoon characters in the big balloons, like, larger than life.
I don't like seeing the the Disney one they have, because it feels different there,
because it's all sunny.
That's
not good. There's nothing wrong with it, it's just, like, lame compared to the Macy's one. Cause like the Macy's one, when it's cold out, you feel like it's cold. Yeah. Like you see like Matt Lauer out there, and he's like, oh, it's cool.
I feel like that's what the Thanksgiving really is. It's weird because like it really only gets like this cold, that sort of temperature on the East Coast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The Northeast, it only looks like that.
Yeah.
Because everything else, like Florida's hot. I think in the Midwest.
But
it's
you get
still
that
sort of,
like New York flavor when they're hosting it and stuff, and like.
That's what I think is Thanksgiving, is that cold temperature.
But think about, like, just the festivities of, like, all these balloons that are huge, that are being blown up, that are being walked by Macy's employees, that are just, like, huge balloons of these characters. And they're coming to life, and they're running down the streets of New York City. It's pretty amazing. And I've seen photographs on the internet of the original Macy's parades, and they actually used, live animals. Like zoo animals.
Oh yeah, like lions and tigers.
Yeah, and I think that part of I guess like parents or some people were scared that the tiger would break out for that whatever reason. Like they're just.
Well, that's an honest thing, but you'd think like if a tiger broke out in that big of a crowd, there's enough people. You know what I mean? You outnumber the tiger.
Yeah, but you don't want to. You know, there's a lot of kids running around and stuff. You don't want them just eating up babies or I don't know.
The kids
would
be the first ones to run towards them, be like, "Oh my god, tiger, you pet it."
And then it just bite their head off. Like, I don't
know.
That's
what all the kids want to do.
But
they just
want
to touch stuff.
They wanted a safer way. So the hot air balloon was, or not hot air, but the balloon was a, compromise.
Yeah.
And versus showing like a wild animal. But yeah, like if you look at the oldie time pictures in the black and white.
Yeah.
The original Macy's parades, they're pretty cool. And actually that's like one of my goals in life is to actually have a Macy's parade character balloon of one of my characters. Like I think that would be awesome.
I think so too.
And then you could just go there and like see it, and it would be floating like that, all awesome.
And there's always usually like a lot of like marching bands that like, so who do they usually perform in front of, because they just stop at Macy's, right?
Well, there's like a whole parade route, but then they have like the camera area right in front of the Macy's store.
Okay.
And from what I've
heard,
that's
when you go and like perform.
That's that's when you do your main performance. But
so the whole entire time they just sort of walk.
Yeah, they walk the parade route, like so that the actual audience in New York can physically see it.
I wonder how that feels actually, because I've never actually walked a parade before. I wonder if that's any like cool, because you just sort of like you stay there and you wave, or I guess depending on what your job is, you know what I mean.
I did the parade at Lake Braddock. Do you remember the parade, the homecoming parade?
No. Well, I remember there being that. I've never been to it.
Yeah, like, I walked it for Kietz. This probably wasn't as long as, like, the New York Macy's Parade, but it was pretty cool. Like, I think we were, like, throwing candy or something, and then you wave.
That's cool.
But, I think for the New York one, like, the bands that are in that, it costs so much money. First of all, you have to, like, qualify or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, all those kids are paying, like, seriously thousands of dollars to be like flown to New York, put up in a hotel, playing in the band, lugging their instrument around. Like
being put up in a hotel in New York is not cheap either.
Well, like they a lot of those bands do the fundraisers, you know, like buy candy bars or whatever they're selling
to the Poconos.
Yeah, we gotta go to the Poconos, pay for our way to go there. But like, you know, it's like, I don't know. Like, it's really cool and, like, monumental to be like, oh, I played in the Macy's Parade.
Yeah.
But think about how much money goes into New York, like, just for stuff like that. Like, just to, like, even, like, because how many people are in the band? Like, a couple hundred?
Yeah.
For some of those bigger bands, like, that's thousands of dollars going towards the just one appearance at the parade. I don't know. There's a lot of money floating around.
I mean, those floats and stuff aren't cheap either.
Oh, yeah. But, the, you know, Macy's has been around for a long time, so it's, like, a free advertisement for them.
Yeah.
And, like, all those cartoon characters.
To me, right now, that's like one of Macy's biggest...
Well, I shouldn't say it's a free advertisement. They're paying for all that. But it's a big advertisement.
But I feel like that's like one of the main things that Macy's does these days, too. It's like, that's what they're known for, too. It's like, you have the parade.
Oh, and now they have Bieber on their side.
What do you mean?
Like, I didn't click on it to see it, but I saw it on Facebook earlier today. They were like promoting their new Christmas commercial that apparently has Bieber all over it. I should have clicked on it to watch it. But he's, like, I guess one of their main spokespeople now.
So are you looking forward to seeing, like, the parade again this year? Is Bieber going to be at the parade? Is he going to dance?
I think that the world would collapse if he was there.
Is Bieber still a hot commodity right now? Because
yes.
Is he on the downfall or is he on the plateau?
No, I think he's just riding the wave. I wouldn't call it a plateau. He's still riding the wave.
Because, like, you know, I wasn't really as, you know, I didn't really get down with his new stuff. Not that I got down with his old stuff either. But, you know, I think he's in that transitional phase of, like, you know, it's like now it's like White Usher songs.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. I don't think he's on any downhill, though. He's just
not down. He's
just
he's more like just plateau. To me, it feels like he's plateaued right now, but he's not. He didn't rise.
He's still riding it. But yeah, like, I mean, he has, like, a new hair, so I guess people are going to...
It's like John Cena, like, gets a new shirt, get a new hair.
Yeah, he got a new haircut. I like his new haircut, actually. I think it looks cool. And he kind of looks like, he kind of has, like, that Elvis pomp.
Wait, there is wrestling on that Thursday. It's going to be TNA.
Yeah, and that's not really worth watching.
They always do...
Sorry, I'm not going to sit there and watch, like, Hulk Hogan and his daughter...
I don't even know if his daughter's still...
On Thanksgiving night.
Well, their skin is exactly the same as a cooked turkey.
I know. So that's turkey right there. The turkey's going to be like, Hulkamania!
I always forget that TNA's on Thursday. It's going to be on Thursday after Thanksgiving. Because they do something. And I swear, I think we do watch a little bit of it every single year for some odd reason. I don't have a problem with it. If Sanjay Dutt was on that day, I would watch it. Just that one section. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I haven't watched TNA in a really long time. I don't know. There's just nothing going on. Like, whenever I put it on, just people yelling about nothing.
So we watched the Lincoln movie. What'd you think about the Lincoln movie?
I thought it was enjoyable, differently historical, definitely different viewpoints that you wouldn't necessarily read about.
A lot of our friends work on that, and also they made it, like, basically in our background, you know?
Yeah, it was, like, well shot. It was definitely...
Janusz Kaminski.
It was definitely a good film to check out, but make sure if you go to see it, make sure... It is a little long, but not in, like, a bad sense, but just be prepared that it is a longer movie.
It's 159 minutes, I think, or 150 minutes?
Yeah.
Which is, what, like, 2 hours and 20-something? Well, The Dark Knight is longer than that.
Well, I mean, I guess what
The Dark Knight
is,
Rises.
Like, you just got to be prepared, like, what you're getting into. Like, well, make sure you know.
Well, when you're getting, did you read up on what the movie was about before watching it?
Lincoln?
Yeah.
No. I don't read about movies anymore because I don't want to spoil anything.
What's the reasoning behind that? You just sort of, like, I don't want to read.
No, because I don't want it ruined, like, by the corporate...
By the corporate...
I don't want it ruined because, like, everyone puts their spin on it, and, like, I'm just done with that. Like, I used to read Entertainment Weekly religiously. I used to pay attention to all, like, the entertainment media and all that, but I'm beyond it because I saw, basically, like, cold. I saw No Country for Old Men.
That was the moment?
Yeah, I walked in there knowing nothing about the film. All I knew was the Coen brothers.
That's all you really need to know is that the Coen brothers is making the movie, and that's it. That's as far as you need
anything.
To know.
I didn't even know.
You know it's quality.
It was like
You know it's going to be enjoyable, you know it's going to be quality, and it's going to be unique, and that's the Coen brothers. But when we watched the Lincoln movie, I was so freaking surprised. Speaking of Coen brothers, they had the guy from what's it called? The Simple Man, right? Was that the Coen brothers movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jewish one.
Yeah, he was there. I was like, and from that point, I was like, wait a minute, everyone is in this movie.
Everybody.
Every freaking person. The guy from Mad Men.
You know, I still
Madman,
need to
Justin
check
Gordon-Levitt's
if that
in
guy
it.
From
I'm
Pushing Daisies
should,
was in it.
You should check that right now.
I'm checking
I wouldn't
on
be
the
surprised
touch.
If Bruce Willis was somewhere in the background.
No, he wasn't.
Like, I swear, there's so many.
I actually have the IMDb app.
There's the guy from The Office that was there. There's the guy from The Rorschach was in it. You know what I mean? Everyone was in this. Daniel Day-Lewis was. Sally Fields was in it.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
yeah.
Everybody.
It was a quite amazing cast. What's amazing about that is, like, when you put people in, like, the Civil War attire or the Civil War aged, like, beard or facial, you know, whatever, facial hair, they can be anybody. You know, you can barely tell who they are. Are you looking up if Pushing Daisies is in it? Is it?
Yeah.
Because it looked like him, right?
Yeah, it looked like him. Immediately, I was like, that's Pushing Daisies. But he acted like a totally different character. You know, obviously, he's, like, actor. But, yeah, I was like, whoa, he has good range if that's really him.
Tommy Lee Jones was in the movie?
Oh, his name is Lee Pace. Now, let's see what else he's done.
Does it list Lincoln on it?
I'm trying to go to all filmography.
All filmography. Pushing Daisies.
Oh, he is Lincoln.
That is him?
That's him. Fernando Wood is the character.
Everyone is in that freaking...
Do you know he's also in Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2?
Oh, that took stock away from that.
And he's also in Hobbit, though.
Well, that's good.
He's in Hobbit and Unexpected Journey, The Hobbit Desolation of Smaug, and The Hobbit There and Back Again.
Remember,
wait, so there's three Hobbits coming out?
There's so many... There's...
Is there really three Hobbits coming out?
Probably.
Well, he's in The Hobbit, so that takes away... That gives him more credit from being in Twilight.
Just erase that altogether, Twilight posting.
What else has he done?
Pushing Daisies?
Oh, he was in A Single Man.
Was he?
Apparently he's so.
He's Jewish?
His name was Grant. He played the character of Grant. What else was he? He was in The Good Shepherd.
We're talking about the Pushing Daisies guy, right?
Yeah. I'm reading his filmography.
I just remember people around us, too. They were like, was that the guy from Pushing Daisies?
Asking that, too?
Yeah, they were like, is that Pushing Daisies
guy? That's Pushing Daisies guy.
They were like, is that him?
Dude,
that
him? Actually, he was awesome in Lincoln.
Yeah. Everyone was awesome in Lincoln.
Oh, my God. Pushing Daisies was in Lincoln. I knew it was him.
It has been confirmed.
It has been confirmed.
Now are you like, that guy is such an amazing actor.
That guy is an amazing actor, but I'm still not going to see Twilight. I have no interest in it.
I might see Lincoln again just to clarify it.
No, you don't need to see it.
I was thinking, when I was driving back today, I was thinking about that. I was like, because I was thinking about like these awesome scenes that they had in Lincoln. I was like, maybe I should watch it again. You know, there's that moment. I was like, you know, because my expectations were a little bit off going into it. I thought it was going to be a different type of movie since I didn't really go research or whatever. But then now I was thinking about it, I was like, man, that was a damn good movie. That's a splendid movie. That was a triumph of a movie. That was a triumph of a movie. A triumph.
Actually, I think that the pussy.
The pussy. I think the pussy is wet.
The pussy daisy. The pushing daisies.
The pussy daisies.
That would be a good band name. The pussy daisies. I think that the pushing daisies guy, he could be like a really big actor if he got a good agent.
That guy can be in the that guy can be in the Pirates of the Caribbean too. You know, another one.
But he like I think he could be an A-lister if he wanted to be. If he worked harder.
If
he got a better agent.
One day, kid, you'll be something.
One day,
you had your own TV show. Then you're working with Spielberg. And now you're in Twilight, one of the biggest series.
And then Hobbit.
One day you'll make it.
One day you'll make it, kid.
Keep trying. That's what you're saying, Mason.
That's what I
you're
just
like,
said.
I think he's going to be big one day.
I think he's going to be bigger.
Did you have any favorite moments in Lincoln that you'd
I
that
liked
you could speak
the
of?
Voting scene.
See, that, I think that's what's really amazing about that, too, because, yeah, like when they're all voting for the amendment, that's the 13th Amendment?
The one about the blacks.
The one
getting,
about the blacks, yeah.
Free slave.
I remember at the end they made a comment of like, so or it was like in the middle they're like, so you want these blacks to have citizenships? What's next? Women get the right to vote? And everyone's like, boo!
There's
no,
like a big uproar.
No,
we hate the women. And then in my head, I was like, yeah, that pretty much means that I'm below, like, the blacks.
Or at least back then.
Back then.
Back then.
A black man is worth more than a white woman.
There's always going to be this line that I take away from the movie, and I forget what time of movie it was, or time, running time in the movie it took place, but when someone was walking into Tommy Lee Jones's office, just his name is Tom, I think it's Walterson or something like that, and they knocked, and he was like, it opens!
That was a good line.
I'm not gonna lie, Tommy Lee Jones played Tommy Lee Jones in that movie.
That's what he plays.
But Daniel Day-Lewis was disappeared.
I loved when they showed profile of him.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Profile of Lincoln, because even that's what the poster is, obviously. But
I feel like every shot of Lincoln was like an iconic shot of mm-hmm. Lincoln. You know, I mean, there was no shot.
As if it was on a coin or something.
Yeah, like every shot literally of Lincoln was designed to be as iconic as possible. You know, and I felt like that's amazing, you know, to see that. And Daniel Day-Lewis, man, Oscar all the way.
By the way, everyone, spoiler alert, he gets shot at the end.
That's what's great about this.
You know, in a theater. In case you didn't know.
I'll see you free the slaves. Just so you guys don't know that part.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's one of the biggest challenges of making a movie like Lincoln is that, like, everyone already knows the story, you know? It's like, how do you make that suspenseful? How do you make that exciting? And that's building up to that vote, even though we all know what the outcome of the vote, you know what I mean? But you're still, like, with the process of the way this movie is constructed.
It still made you feel a little tense. Like, yeah, is it really going to pass?
Or you're pulled into the actual drama of it and the way it's delivered, you know? And I truly thought that was great. It's like, what's crazy is there's chase elements in the movie. Like, there's suspense in the movie. But it wasn't like a chase or a suspense movie. You know what I mean? There was not really, like, an action scene. The only action scenes that were happening were, like, in the beginning of the film, really. And after that, it was just straight up, like, let's get down to business. And I thought that was really cool. And also, one thought that I thought was, like, really amazing. Now, this is why I wanted to rewatch it again. I thought this was pretty amazing. You know, spoiler alert for you guys who haven't seen it yet, but I'm about to break it down. And this is the very first scene of the movie, anyway. But remember, they're talking to Lincoln. Like, the soldiers are talking to Lincoln in the beginning.
Yeah.
And they had the black soldiers and they had the white soldiers. And the white soldiers were just like, I heard your speech. I didn't really hear it well because I was far away. And then they started quoting the speech, like, one by one, the whole entire thing. And then Lincoln was like, okay, good. And then they kept on continuing, and he was like, okay, good. Do you need to fall? You know, like, he kept on, like, saying, like, do you need to do something? You know, like, oh, I heard the speech. And it's funny because, like, throughout the whole movie, that's sort of like how people not treated Lincoln, but that's sort of like how Lincoln is. It's like, in the beginning of the movie, those people, those soldiers were repeating his speech, and, like, and he was, like, already, like, okay, I heard it before. I heard all these stories being told. And then later on, that's how Lincoln is. He tells these stories, and people just have to sit there and listen. So it's cool in the beginning how, like, it was reversed because he's listening to the soldiers. I thought that was a good...
It was pretty interesting that you observed that.
I thought that was pretty... Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, oh, so he sort of... Now he knows how it is, but he still puts on those awesome stories, you know? And I think that was actually the moment... Where the movie clicked is when one of the characters was like, you're going to tell a story again. No, Lincoln, I don't know. And he storms out and he doesn't want to hear, like, the story. And that's mainly how he spoke. Like, in the movie, it was just like stories upon stories. You know, everything was just like, everything was almost like, well, back in my day, something like that.
Well, back in my day, I freed the slaves.
Yeah. But it was a heavy, it was a very, like, heavy movie, too. And I think that's the powerfulness of it, was that you felt the, you sort of, like, really, like, felt the, you felt the, you know, the weight.
Joe, I have a correction to make.
Okay.
I had the date wrong for, like, the past couple episodes.
What date?
It's for the comics festival.
Was it the Locust Moon?
Yeah, the Locust Moon Comics Fest in Philly. For some reason, I was told it was December 15th, but it turns out...
Sunday?
That it's actually December 16th. It's a Sunday.
Oh.
It's December 16th. So, please mark your calendars if you're around the Philly area.
9 days before Christmas.
I didn't do the math on that, but if that's what you say, that's what it is.
Well, Christmas is on the 25th.
Yeah, that's 9 days before Christmas. You can get some awesome Christmas presents. And it is at the Rotunda in Philly.
Yes.
Which I believe is on Walnut Street. Don't quote me on that, but I believe it is Walnut Street. And we will be there as Curl Studio. And I just want to clarify that it's December 16th.
And we'll be selling District Comics. We'll be selling it all.
And Rafer's going to be there too.
Rafer's going to be there, who was just on the show a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. And so I think we'll have a lot of fun. And so come on by if you're in the Philadelphia area. We'll meet you in person. We won't be doing a radio show, but we'll be at a comics table.
But if you guys want us to do a radio show anywhere, we're always down for doing that. Is it cool that District Comics got listed for number in the top 10?
It was in the top 10 of the Washington Post best comics of 2012.
I think that's very cool. That means the book is amazing. We worked on that. We helped make that happen.
Yes. I think, you know, it's definitely a good honor to have, and it's a good, like, quote that you can always go around saying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, definitely, District Comics would be a great Christmas present for anybody that is interested in history, specifically Washington, D.C. And it has, like, 22 contributors, I think it was, or maybe more, but at least 22 contributors, all in the Washington, D.C. area or D.C. based, and all stories that are true, but they're like undercover stories that you wouldn't necessarily read in a history book. So I think, speaking of Lincoln, you know, piggybacking off that and talking about District Comics, there's just a lot of really cool historical stuff going on that people, I don't know, I think a lot of times with historical stuff, people are like, oh, that's old and all that, but... I think there's like a lot of good stories to be said from that. And also I love biographies, like in general.
Yeah.
I just really like hearing about successful people.
One day. I like to decipher how they broke the system and worked it for their end.
But I like hearing about it because they always have to do something that's a little odd.
What do you mean?
They
always have to fight the system, don't they?
Yeah, usually. It feels like they have to do something that's like groundbreaking or like something that's unexpected.
Well, I feel like that's what you have to do too. It's like a lot of people, that's really what splits like a civilian to a person that's trying to do something, really, is not taking the easy way out. Mm-hmm. Legitimately, I feel like that's what it is. Don't take the easy way out. If there's a situation where you're like, well, I could totally do this, but it'll be hard and it'll be challenging and it might take a long time or it'll be difficult. That's the way you need to go. And you'll realize that the hard way, if that's the solution and that's the hard way, it's totally worth it. And I don't understand that really a lot of people are not willing to wake up early to get what they need to get done. They really just, you know, they want to just let it die. And, you know.
It's all about
to each his own, right?
It's all about be who your you
wanna,
drive.
Yeah, be who you want to be at the end of the day. And that's really how it is.
Well, we hope you all have a happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Go out there and watch Adam's Family Values. Great, great, great Thanksgiving movie. It is a good family movie. Check out straightproductions.com. We produce this show every single week for over 201 episodes. Check out curls-studio.com. And also check out Carolyn's webcomic. Not even a webcomic, just a comic strip for you.
That's on the web.
That's on the web. curls-studio.com/curls. And you know what? Each and every one of you, have a good Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Carolyn.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Be excellent.